You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the 19th Hole Golf Show. I'm Ryan Ballantyne. My guest is Peter Jacobson. He is the chairman of the Skechers World Champions Cup. It's unfolding this week down in Florida. Peter, thanks for joining us. Can you give people an idea of how this team competition that creates three teams and involves PGA Tour Champions players is different than other team competitions people may be familiar with?
Well, Charlie Besser is the chairman of Intersport. We kicked around this idea about putting together a team competition for Champions Tour players, 50. Because one thing you learn real quickly when you watch Champions Tour players is there's no age limit on competitive desire. So when players play Ryder Cups and President's Cups, and they get a little older and they don't play on those teams any longer, they miss it. I know I had a chance to play on two Ryder Cup teams, and I miss it to this day. So we put together this competition, kind of a mashup between the Ryder Cup and the President's Cup, all three teams competing against each other in individual matches, round robin, as we go through the week. So it's different. The scoring is different. Each hole has a point value. So it's still birdies, bogeys, and pars. But each hole, as I said, has a point value. And you try to make birdies, beat the other teams, and accumulate as many points as you possibly can.
So there are a couple different formats in this. There's alt shot, there's scotch, and there's sixums involved. So you got three players per side. Or is it two players per side, per side, per side?
Yep, that's exactly. Two players U.S., two players Europe, two players international, and they'll play best ball, and then they'll play modified alternate shot. So it sounds a little complicated, but when players get into it, they get it. It all smooths out.
Well, like you said, at the end of the day, it's great competitive golf, so people will figure out how to watch it once they get into it, right? And that has the kind of it's matches, but it's stroke play matches. So there's still points to be gained, even if you're not necessarily off to the best start, and you're not worried about getting shut out in a nine-hole match five holes into it.
Correct. You and I could play a match against Bernhard Langer, and I'm playing you, I'm playing Langer, and you're playing Langer. And we go to the first hole, and if I make a birdie and I beat both of you, I get 2 points. And if I go to the next hole and I make another birdie and beat you guys, I get 2 more points. So the idea is to win every hole in each match, 9 in the morning and 9 in the afternoon. So ideally, I'd like to walk off of every day with 18 points to my name. Probably, 36 points. Probably not going to happen, and it didn't happen, but that's the goal.
What was learned from the first rendition of doing this event? And how did that kind of reflect in what's going to happen this week with this version?
Well, we were terrified that having the point system be the 3 points, 2, 1, and 0 for each team on every hole, that somebody may run away with it and we would have a winner after the second round. But it didn't happen that way. It came down to the last hole. International was leading and they messed up the last hole and it flipped to where USA won. And it was kind of cool because Europe led day one, international led day two, but USA came out on top. So you can have a slow start as long as you have a fast finish.
For the players themselves, getting to be a part of this, something that's relatively new but allows them to be competitive, how have they kind of received this and the the process of qualifying for the teams over the course of the season.
When we had our first rendition, 23, we had a couple hurricanes go to South Florida last year, so we had to cancel. Yeah. But once the players knew about it after 23, they've all been talking about it, especially to me when I'm out on the tour with them. They all want to make the team. And ever since they've been here, they love the uniforms, the bags. They love the team concept, especially for those that never played on a Ryder Cup or a President's Cup team. The camaraderie and the bonds that you make, they're everlasting. You never forget them. And I think back to when I played on my Ryder Cup teams, the friendships I made then have lasted me all the way to this day, and it will be until the day I die. I remember when we lost Fuzzy Zeller last week. Fuzzy Zeller was on one of my teams. We became very, very close, and Fuzzy's passing really affected me. I really felt it because of the bond that we had made. So this is pretty extra special. Each team wants to win desperately. As I said, there's no age limit on that competitiveness. But I think the bottom line is players just enjoy being together, even though week in and week out, you try to beat each other's brains in and win every week. And Bernard Langer doesn't play that. But I think at the end of the day, being together is what the most important thing.
There are a couple of different guys that I think that are worth highlighting here, but I want to highlight one in particular, guys that didn't get a chance to necessarily play on a Ryder Cup team or a President's Cup team. But that guy I'm thinking of is Jason Karen. I mean, he's had an incredible year on the PGA Tour Champions. He's really represented himself well, represented his club well. He's gone from being a club pro to a guy who's representing the United States in this and being one of the best players on the tour. What have you gleaned from him so far about what he thinks of this experience and what he's looking forward to?
We could talk all day about Bernard Langer and Derek Clark and Thomas Bjorn and Steve Stricker and all these great players that we have watched from the tour all the way through the Champions Tour and overlooked someone like Jason Karen. Jason Karen had his PGA Tour card back in the late 90s. I knew Jason then. He decided to go become a club professional and start a family. He went to a club up in Long Island, and 2 years ago, he came out and finished fourth in the Senior PGA Championship, representing his club as a club professional. From there on, it has been nothing but top tens, to the point where he not only is exempt on the PGA Tour Champion Circuit, but he made the Skechers World Champions Cup team representing the United States. It's a remarkable journey for somebody who really thought his competitive days were over. And here he is competing this weekend by the South Central Club. It's an incredible journey.
And I think about the same way about Charlie Wee and Steve Alker as well. I mean, obviously, Steve Alker has been amazing in, the last 3 years, 4 years on this tour and has elevated himself to be one of the, two or three best players on the circuit week to week. This is a chance for him to show out, too, just as much as it is for anyone else.
Steve Alker, I knew way back when I was playing on the PGA Tour, and he bumped around a little bit, kept himself ready, and when he came and he qualified for the Champions Tour, he had no status. He came out, he made his card, and all he did was start winning and competing. And I would say, if you ask every player in this field who's the most consistent, dominant player in the game today, it would be Stephen Alker. He has a golf swing of a 30-year-old. Hits it long, hits it straight, and he's an incredible putter. So keep your eye on Stephen Alker. We're going to give an award this week for the highest point earner. 2 years ago, it was Jerry Kelly for the United States team. Keep your eye on Stephen Alker to be that person for the international team. But I will say this, international team, they were really upset when they lost on the last hole 2 years ago at Concession Club. Watch for them to come out hot and try to win this whole thing.
Has anyone talked to Bernhard Langer about the question of whether he would consider a win here this week an extension of his streak on the PGA Tour champ?
Well, I know somebody who wouldn't care about that, and that's Langer. Langer is one of the most humble people I've ever met. He's a little under the weather right now, so we're hoping that he can get his strength back for tomorrow. But he is just one of those incredible gentlemen in sport, not just golf, but in the game of golf, that I just admire him. I admire his work ethic, the way that he goes about his preparation and his competitiveness. And when he wins, he understands what it means to be a great champion. But when he doesn't win, he knows what the winner is going through, and he's the first to congratulate them. So I don't think he would add this to his win total, but it would just be another feather in that incredibly huge sombrero that he wears as a golf champion.
What is this week like for you? I mean, you've basically done every job involved with this tournament in some fashion. Player, commentator, tournament chairman. You may have set up a few bleachers. I don't know. But what is kind of like this week like for you as someone who's front and center of this tournament?
Well, I don't know how to answer that question other than when Charlie Besser and I put this together, I was too old to play, and he didn't know what to do with me, so he slapped the title chairman on me. But my job really is to work with the players, keep everything moving in that direction. I work with the television production team and the rules. I'm just kind of in the middle of it, just trying to make sure that everybody has what they need for a successful tournament. I do have a job title. I really don't know what that entails other than jumping on with you. But just being involved with Skechers, an incredible company, and also supporting Shriners Children's, which is, as we all know, is an incredible organization. For us to be able to support them and raise money for them for their incredible work, it really tops everything about this event.
Charity is at the heart of a lot of things that happen in professional golf, certainly on the PGA Tour and under its umbrella of tours, PGA Tour champions included in that. How did Shriners get involved with this? And then, kind of similar but different, how did Skechers come to get involved with this event as well?
Well, the PGA Tour was based on communities where we play and the charities we support. And I certainly hope we don't ever lose sight of that fact. And if you remember, Shriners Children was involved in the PGA Tour event in Las Vegas. And yep. Their sponsorship ran out. They are right here. This is their home. So it made sense for them to jump on board with us and be able to continue their work within the game of golf. There's no game like the game of golf supporting charities, and especially in Shriners' hometown here in the Clearwater area. And Skechers is another interesting sponsor that came about. Intersport, who is the managing partner of this event, they know Skechers from, they own the pickleball league in the country, and they work with Skechers a lot. So Skechers is an incredible brand. I'm wearing a pair right now. I've been wearing Skechers shoes and golf shoes for probably 10 or 12 years. So it just was a natural progression for them to jump into the game of golf. They're growing, as you know. It's an exploding brand. So they've set up a little store down here. You can walk in, try shoes, buy them. And we've got signage all over the golf course, and we're going to have all their executives here. So let's just hope this is a start for Skechers to jump deep into the game of golf.
That would absolutely be great. So what is your game plan for tomorrow? And if you had to give a prediction without offending any of your friends on any of these teams, who would you see coming out on top of the end?
Well, my job tomorrow, I'm going to be a starter on the first tee. We'll do the opening ceremony. I'll be in charge of that. And then we're going to turn the reins over in the afternoon to the Imperial Potentate of Shriners International, Brad Kane. He's going to introduce the players off the first tee tomorrow afternoon. If I were to pull out my crystal ball and look at it, to me, Europe is very strong. If you look at their team from top to bottom, they've had an incredible year on the PGA Tour champions. I think they are, on paper, maybe the strongest. But as we know, that's why they play the games. That's why they roll the putts. They want to see you put it in the hole. So predictions in golf are impossible. I think pro football or pro basketball is easier to predict, and that's impossible. So I'm just going to say that Europe looks really good, but we will see.
All right, we'll take it from there, and we'll have to tune in and find out for ourselves. It's on ESPN ABC throughout the course of the weekend. Peter Jacobson, thanks so much for being with us down in Florida for the Skechers World Champions Cup. Thanks so much. We appreciate it.
You got it, Ryan. Good to see you.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.